Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's a Friday night show, 9/16/2022. Oh, boy. Ladies and gentlemen, do you see that the wild weasel's really starting to run now? The wild weasel's really starting to run, and he's running on 13 tracks. He jumps this track to that track, and he's riding on the top of Casey Jones' trains going to Function Junction. I mean, it's all getting ready to roll. So consequently, you have to stand back and not have your nose on the grindstone of every little thing. You need to look at the picture and see and know that Lord Jesus told you all about it. He told you all about it, Matthew 24, Luke 21. He told you in Mark. He's told you in Revelations with his own words. So, you know, I would say this. Why do you also now have all of the, federal agencies going after everybody? And, oh, by the way, this pillow guy, and all these people, why don't they get rid of their phones and change them every week? Why don't they have one server that's got a main number, and then that server will connect whoever calls them to their burner phone of the week or the burner phone of the day, all right? They can switch phones every day. Why don't they do that? Also, why don't they have security guards or security on them? These guys that are billionaires need security, right? Or multimillionaires. You can at least have your driver be a toughie with the open or concealed carry in most states. You know, I'll tell you what, this stuff is getting really wild weasel. And then, of course, Ray Ray of Saranac Lake Ray Ray, you know, with his underground cover boy, you know, Bodie Bodich, you know, Malibu Bodie, the guys with the best hair in the FBI, you know. Well, now they've gone after 2,700 felons and and arrested them in all these states and or 6,000 felons and 2,700 illegal firearms used in commission of the crime. And they, sir, you know, and I looked at the amounts of kilos and stuff they grabbed in L.A. and stuff. I said, man, you could have gone to the wise men in L.A. And for those of you who know about that, you could have gone to the wise men and said, show me where to go to pick up and to tax whoever the big boy is right now, okay? They could have got more coke, fentanyl, heroin, everything in that X, whatever it is, in one stop than going around to all them different deals. They could have asked the wise man, and the wise man would have said, hey, go get it, you know? The wise men are those that maybe people in high positions of power that help to run the drugs and take the cuts in L.A. County. Of course, all to all the old boys from the Rampart, hello to all of you, the wild boys. And some of you have been up there on the Chips Road, have now retired, and God bless you out there. And may you be protected from the fires. May the Lord Jesus protect you from the fires up there. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this is for the FBI and the DHS and the FEMA. Did you see where these FEMA, these 50 people they sent to the DeSantis sent to Martha's Vineyard, you know, famous for where, you know, Kennedy was on the bridge there, old Kennedy, and he had a car wreck, and oh, it just so happened that his secretary, Mary Jo Kopechne, drowned and died in the car down there while he barely escaped and swam back to the mainland. Remember all that stuff? And then allegedly she might have been pregnant, or I don't know. It's just one of those kind of things, you know. Martha's Vineyard. So they send 50 people there to the sanctuary city, Martha's Vineyard, you know, Sanctuary Island. And they got to take him and take him with the National Guard, you see. National Guard and take them, you know, over onto the Cape Cod and to a military base where FEMA is going to handle them now. So this is for FEMA, and this is for all the FBI, surveillance that's being done by the, so-called counterintelligence. In the day, it was counterintelligence was you guys against the Russians or the Red Chinese. But now you're letting the Red Chinese come all in, and you're letting them supply $1.45 billion, allegedly. Allegedly letting them supply $1.45 billion through Hunter to give it to the big guy before the election. $1.45 billion. And now you got Red China Joe. And now he's giving them, what, $1 million a barrel, million barrels a day of the oil, you know, the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, which was put in at $2 a gallon. Now he's going to have to buy it back at $5 or $4.50. And that is getting ready to go back up. The gasoline is going to go back up. The gasoline is going to go back up. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that, but let's just give due where it's due. Let's give it to those that are starting to see the career dissipation light when they get up and look in the mirror in the morning, when they think, I have fidelity for the Boys Institute, and they think that they're got integrity and all this crap. Don't ever trust them, because they're now the crooks. They're now the crooks. They're the ones that did coup d'etat against President Trump. They're the ones, if you go all the way back, who with J. Edgar were involved allegedly hit Kennedy. Involved allegedly hit Kennedy. You know, believe that, you know, then read a few books. JFK, R. Petra Flouty, you know. Crossfire, Jim Mars. High Treason, Robert Groden, which I sat there in the pergola with Robert Groden when, if you recall, I've told you on air a lot of times, it was in October, back a number of years ago, maybe 97, 98, and I went down to look at Dealey Plaza and look into, and there was a pergola, and there was Robert Groden there, and he had some of his books and videotapes, and he had a little player, and he was playing. If anybody came along, he would sell a video or something to him. Well, Groden and I get to talking. It's just a slight drizzle, so I stayed up in the pergola with him and talking to him. And I talked to him about Agent Hostie and Kansas City and all that kind of crap. Just look it up if you're not familiar with it. Start, you know, read a little bit, all right? Watch the movie JFK, whatever. But Groden is sitting there, and then all of a sudden, that's when I've told you, some of you remember, before, where a group of, in plain clothes, in civilian clothes, that were obviously a military unit, maybe a special ops team, maybe SEALs, probably Army, but it could have been a mixed group too of special ops, special operators. But they're coming by, and I'm listening at the thing, and the officer, who's like a white guy, you know, with glasses and very, very studious and, you know, all that stuff, you know, very serious. And there we had a shooter up on there and went over there and went over there. I said, don't you? And I popped out on him, and he jumped back, and all the guys sort of looked at me, and I said, don't you all have that on the sand table at the black back lot of the blockhouse there at Bragg? And the one big, like, what obviously was a master sergeant, a big black man who was a master sergeant. He said, yeah, we do. Okay. And I said, well, and then the guy said, well, come on along, man. Don't listen to this guy. I said, you're all the one that killed him. You're the one talking about where you had your shooters and you assassinated the president or participated in it. Don't tell me the stuff or any kind of bull crap. Well, you know, I said, no, man, your guys are the ones that killed him. So then he hustled his guys along, and I always remember the guy at the end of the pile, a couple guys at the end of the line, the one short guy had like a Malibu t-shirt on or Malibu surf shirt on, And he was a blonde-haired, young, real tough-looking guy, real lean, you know. One of them guys, and I don't know if he was a SEAL or if he was Army or whatever he was, but he gives he gives me the thumbs up sign, man, and with a big smile on my face. So then the guy goes on up the line. But I'll tell you what, the FBI and J. Edgar Hoover were involved in that, and he also knew about allegedly George Herbert Walker Bush. And so all I know is that the FBI now has to have, for public relations effort, they have to have, what do they got? What does the FBI got? Two nights of FBI shows or three nights of FBI shows? Maybe you guys will have to go to FBI shows 5 nights a week with mandatory watching, okay? Mandatory watching. Because, you know, you're sitting there, and well, who's the guy, ProSobiec or whatever name, and you're taking in all the information of all the crap that Meta, allegedly, or Facebook is giving you about anybody on a private message or any kind of a thing in their Facebook post or a private message there who said, hey, I think they stole the election, or I think there's voter irregularities. Well, all of a sudden, that qualifies for not freedom of speech, but that qualifies for anything said bad about the United States government or any derogatory comment about any of the politicians or about Biden or anything. Well, then you guys are secret police. You guys are now secret police. Don't get up in the morning, think you're flying the flag and all that crap. Don't you think it, because nobody out here is ever going to cooperate with you again. None of the cops, none of the people in power at the local or state or county level, they ain't going to cooperate with you. Because they know what your trick is. Your trick is to destroy. If you want anybody out there who wants to make America great, then you're against them. You are against them. And, oh, I know there's some good ones in there, and you're whistleblowing and all that. But why don't you go get a truck driving job, you know? Oh, I guess you can't now, because you guys hounded Trump out of office and prevented him from being reelected with crooked voting machines and crooked books and crooked lists and all this stuff. Suppression of the Hunter Biden thing, which you guys have had for a year, two, 3 years now. His laptops showing him with underage Asian women and smoking crack and having crack on the thing, talking about getting money from this one, that one, the other one. And you guys all of a sudden are the flying the American flag, and you're going to arrest 6,000 criminals. Well, why didn't you arrest them during the Trump administration instead of trying to get Trump out of office, instead of filling up all of your time with coup d'etat work? Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, Orr, all the different people in the FBI, DOJ. Now you got FEMA, and you got you got NORTHCOM and everybody, and you know, today we got a Global Hawk drone, a killer Global Hawk drone, sitting up there by Butte, Montana. Wonder who they're looking at, who they got in the thing. Have they got a Hellfire missile ready to go for somebody up there in Montana? They're going along I-90. Or are they giving information? Are they giving information over to the Red China? Who knows? They collect for Red China, send it to them. So the Red Chinese know about our deployments, okay? All kind of stuff is rolling and wild. And then old, the Iran leader, falling ill, oh yes. And then, you know, it's just crazy. And then we have Sarah Huckabee Sanders apparently had to get her thyroid removed because of thyroid cancer. Well, I find that somewhat suspect as well, because something could have been done to contribute to give her that. So, it's just getting to be real wild. And they want to have drag queens dancing in your kid's school or at the local library and having your kid get up on the stripper pole, your four-year-old or your five-year-old kindergartner, get with them up on the stripper pole and dancing. prices are going up everywhere. All kind of stuff. The economy. And did you see FedEx? FedEx guy says, hey, we're getting ready to have a worldwide, we're having a worldwide global recession. Worldwide. And, you know, this, you just can't believe the stuff going on. I'm just laughing. And I laugh because I can't do anything else. But you need to be preparing and getting ready. But here's to the those with the career dissipation lights that are starting to blink slowly in the background. You can see it in the mirror. You go in to shave and you're going to wave the American flag and you're this and that and the other. No, you ain't. No, you ain't. Fiddle with boys internally. Necrophiliac Shiite arseholes. The beam of beamers, huh? NORTHCOM ready to come at you. And meanwhile, the Red Chinese and the Russians getting ready to do the do. Even India told Putin this ain't the time to go to the big war. And then Biden's, our entire military budget's going to Ukraine. And our military is being destroyed from within. So you're going to have to be when they come, whether their internal boys come, when their internal troops or their Cheka or their Gestapo come, you're going to have to be ready to defend your own property, your own home and your family, and defend against evil on behalf of the Lord Jesus. Well, let me tell you what. He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. And therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. So shall it be at the end of the world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in a field. That which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for the joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant man seeking a goodly pearls. And when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he hath and bought it. And again, the kingdom is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew it to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels and cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. And there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then Jesus says unto them, have ye understood all these things? Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the time to think about everything in terms of the way that you were brought up, because they've changed the game. They've changed the game. The borders are wide open. The fiddle with boys internally is now the crooks. The FEMA is getting ready, prepared to open the camps so that they can put you in them. Billy Gates has got a new mosquito factory, going to make mosquitoes that's going to supposedly take care of the other mosquitoes of this thing. Oh, but maybe something will backfire and maybe we'll now have a new mosquito-borne illness. And then have you seen all of the dogs that are getting this mysterious illness? A mysterious more severe, like kennel cough type thing. Well, do you think maybe somebody might be using the dogs as a vector? Now that dogs in the United States have become the children, the fur babies? Now, I don't know what else to say, but when the head of FedEx says we're in a worldwide recession, we're probably in a worldwide recession, okay? So, you've heard all the other things. Heard all the other stuff. And then what I was looking at yesterday, let me see if I've got that pulled up here. I don't know if I still have that pulled up or not. France warns that natural gas prices will rise 500%. 500%, and electricity will rise 1,000%. 1,000%. In 2023, just take what your light bill is, your gas bill is, and on the natural gas, figure that in the near future here, you're going to be up 500% possibly too. And electricity possibly up 1,000%. But this is what's going to go on. Now, do you think they will suffer that very long in France? Or do you think that they will then switch to the side of the Russians as part of GOMER, G-O-M-E-R, out of Ezekiel 38? So you're already starting to see stuff here. If you can do anything to freeze your gas payment or your electrical payment to the current price, you know, not lower, but, I mean, the current price, or if you haven't already done that, yeah, next year they may catch you up and it may be a big lunk. But I'm going to tell you, for cash flow purposes now, you might want to think about doing that. And I would tell you what, I told a real nice person I know in Montana, all right, wonderful man and his wife up there, listeners for a long time. And I said, you might want to think about putting up firewood for the next ice age, you know, where you got 20 foot of snow or something like that. And where maybe the fire is all that keeps it at bay, you know, in and around your cabin or your house. So, ladies and gentlemen, this thing is getting real serious. Getting really, really serious. Food, Lady J, up in the Smoky Mountains, our spotter up in there, who's turned on more people in that area to home canning than she started a whole revolution of it. Now she can't even find any jars, even in around her town in any of the stores, because everybody's doing it again, and she's jumped up, told a whole lot of people how to do it, what to do, and they went back to it. But she'd been going around and she apparently talked to some managers at the Walmart in the last few days. And one of the managers told her, this would be in either North Carolina or Tennessee in the mountains there. Could be Virginia, but I think it's probably in North Carolina or Tennessee. And she was told by one of the Walmart managers that they had a meeting. And they were said that all the food items are going to go up another 30%. Another 30%. If you're waiting for that stuff to go on sale, you better go out tonight and buy it tonight. All right, or go tomorrow, buy it tomorrow. And also then, apparently, Lady J, she said she went down the road to pick up something else at a Kroger somewhere, okay? And she talked to one of the people in the store that she knew or what have you. And they said, she asked them about this 30% bit. She said, well, that's interesting because we just had a meeting the other day, and they told all of us everything was going to go up about 30%. So you see, ladies and gentlemen, they're trying to break the American people, the middle class, the working class. They're trying to break everybody, put you into famine, into starvation, so they can come and control you and do the martial law when everything goes wild weasel in the streets, because people are starving to death, or they ain't got no water, like down in Mississippi and other places, or out west in the drought areas. So, it looks like there may be some moisture coming into to the Utah, to my old buddy up there. Maybe you can get a little bit of that soaked into the ground so you can have some grass for your horses to eat, you know, in the pasture. This water business is getting to be really, really acute. And when you've got millions and now millions of people are playing and throwing the dice with the last little bit of water and mead and the Colorado River out there and all the other reservoirs in Northern California and places and Oregon and where have you. And at the same time, we had record rains out of the hurricane, you know, in Southern California. And then also in Dallas. Remember, we had this in Dallas. That's their way of trying to bring moisture up in the deal, you know. But it doesn't replace the nice soaking rains over a long period of time, which will start to replenish reservoirs and go into the aquifers. That's going to be the problem. That's going to be the big deal, you see. Water. And then if you do not have like a Berkey purification system, whatever size you want to get, you know, the Berkey Light or, and then I told you about you can get them on Berkey's website, Berkey, Berkey Filters. They have a blemish, factory blemish sales, where you might have a scratch or a little tiny dent on the outside of something that doesn't hurt anything on the interior portion. And get some extra black Berkey filters because they will take out the viruses. Oh, the viruses. Did you hear that? Viruses in the water, all right? The bad bacteria, the protozoa, the different stuff, all the parasites. And also about 99.9% of the chemicals. And so consequently, it is going to be something you're going to need. And you're going to need stuff to put water in. And I'm going to tell you something else. When it really comes down to it and bullets are flying, you got to sneak down to the little pond or the lake or the stream or whatever it is, or the mud hole, whatever you got in your area, if you don't have water running through the pipes, consequently, you don't have the hand pump to pump your well, or you don't have the alternative power stuff to pump it if you got an electric pump. Because if the electricity up above ain't running, you're going to have the battery backup charged up by the solar or the wind or something. Or running off your truck if you got maybe you got enough moonshine you made out of your still to run your truck engine on or something, your flex fuel, to then put some kind of a belt drive on your back tires that you got jacked up, you know. It's going to get like that, ladies and gentlemen. It's not going to be what we experienced like in World War One or World War Two. What it's going to be, it's going to be the war. It's going to be here. And they're also going to be coming for you because you, if you voted Republican, then you're now an enemy of the state. And the Luciferian communists, Democrats, Joe Biden, and all the crew, all right? This is no longer some kind of a mamby-pamby election time. All that's done. You're now been declared an enemy. What do you think they do with enemies? They're preparing the camps and the guillotines and the hangman's nooses for you. And they want to come and take your goods, your stuff. Remember years ago, I think it was 2005, and somebody that I knew overheard on a radio, on an HF radio, military radio, where a Canadian general said, "These stupid Americans, if anybody questions us when we come with the martial law and the soldiers and the trucks, if anybody questions us, it's going to be two bullets in the head, pop, pop, and then we're going to take their wives, their children, throw them on the truck, we'll take their house and all the goods in it, their cars, everything." And he says, "The stupid Americans." That was a Canadian general. Brother Bob, Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. He put up the vision of Brother Bob and how it's going to be. That's a chilling vision, you see. Henry Gruber talked about whenever Prince Charles would become like the king, come to power, that all of a sudden you would see Russia and China come together, okay, and get ready to attack the West, all right? Well, guess what? What just happened? Brother Gruber is right. Henry Gruber was something else, man. Something else. Dmitry Dudeman, his prophecy is still going right along. I think we will see, at the very least, still see EMP knockout of the power grids in the United States. If they're out more than a year, which they will be, because the soonest you could put them up, and this was back when we still had money and still had trucks and equipment and stuff available, readily available, the soonest you could put the power grids back up, everything being perfect and you having all of the big transformers and parts and wires and all the different stuff ready to go to reboot the grids, the soonest that could be done would be 18 months. Unfortunately, the congressional testimony states that within 12 months, 90% of the U.S. population will be dead. What will it be? You won't be able to get your drugs, you know, your prescriptions. You won't be able to. And for the illegal people, you won't be able to get your drugs, so they're going to go nuts. They'll go nuts and try to kill you to get anything you got. And they're already starting to do it. And meanwhile, the FBI is trying to do another, prevent President Trump from running. And I don't know if I would, you know, if he's my guy or not, but I'm telling you, under him, things were a lot better than they are now. And under him, they impeached him twice, the two impeachments. They tried to preclude him at the very beginning with the crossfire hurricane and the thing that Hillary paid for, the dossier, and all of that crap was in association with the FBI. The FBI trying to destroy a duly elected president of the United States. So isn't that a wonderful thing, man? Maybe y'all ought to start wearing dresses. You know, or maybe you could just be the slick Clive Tolson and date the guy in the dress, you know? Ridiculous. So, you know, well, Hawk, the elections are going to solve it. Well, then why is Mushmouth? Oh, Mushmouth, McConnell. Do you know that he pulled advertising dollars, millions and millions, out of Arizona and I think out of New Hampshire and several other states because the candidates for the Senate are Make America Great candidates, America First candidates. And old Mushmouth, you know, Lady Chow, her daddy is one of the largest shipping magnates in the world. And even though they're allegedly from Taiwan, all their ships are built by red Chinese factories. And when they got married, the Lady Chow and Mushmouth, and I know a lot of people in Kane Tuck that know the Mushmouth, believe me, that fly them around on planes. And, you know, I mean, if you go into Thornton Oil Station, you tell them to get rid of, don't contribute anymore. You're going to go to some other gas station unless they stop contributing to Mushmouth. Thornton Oil, yeah, that's right. Allegedly, they support him. But it's freedom of speech. You could say it, you know. You could say it. That'd be a good time to read that, wouldn't it? Be a good time to read that right now, wouldn't it? Yes, it would. Let's just read that, all right? Let's just read that, huh? Just to refresh certain people's memories. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. I think they prohibited it through the Fauci brigades, did they not? Or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people to peacefully to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievance. And then Amendment 2, which backs up the First Amendment, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of the free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered to any house, in any house, without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner that's prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. They didn't specify the things to be seized at Mar-a-Lago. They said every piece of paperwork he ever had in the entire house, all his phones, the records, the computers, everything from about 2015 to about 2021. All right? So instead, they got to get the Cheka or the Gestapo, the SS Gestapo, FBI, to come and get it. To come and get it. Or maybe they're calling themselves the Cheka under Beria. Maybe that's the B in FBI is Beria. Theodore Beria Institute. Theodore Beria Institute. Coming for your cell phone, coming for your pillow from the pillow man. If you bought a pillow from the pillow man, you were a Trump supporter. You are a fascist. You are trying to destroy democracy. No, it is you, the secret police, jerks. I'm reading to you out of the amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and you don't adhere to this, do you? Oh, man, it's just wild. So you know what? The previous document that I always talk about is the Declaration of Independence. You know what the rights are in the Declaration of Independence, don't you? This is the founding document of this country. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter it or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness, is raiding the pillow guy with four SUVs full of armed men jumping out with the guns and everything at a Hardee's drive-in in Mankato, Minnesota, to go after the pillow guy's phone? Is that the spirit of all of this? Do you think maybe that is likely to affect safety and happiness for the population or the people? You guys are a piece of doo-doo crap, you know? Piece of doo-doo crap. Maybe old Ray Ray can go get his hair swirled up at Saranac Lake while he rides in his canoe again, you know? Maybe Malibu Bodie Bodich can cover up another deal like San Berdu when the Muslims had a third party with them, third handler or shooter or whatever in the car after they shot up the people down at the county building. And then when the good police chief and his men were running through the backyards chasing the third guy after they shot the husband and wife Muslims in the car, they're chasing the third guy and they run him down. They say, we've captured the third guy that was with him. Boom, Bodie Bodie just takes over. Malibu Bodie, I've got good hair. Listen to me. The chief is not going to talk anymore. We're not talking about this sensitive information unit. Sensitive information unit. Can't talk about that. Can't talk about that because that's the handler. That was the Dip 5 or the CIA or the whoever the handler of the Muslims. Y'all are the ones that create the plots. Y'all are the ones that participate against Kennedy. Y'all are the ones that are participating against Trump in terms of attempt of coup d'etat. Nobody should cooperate with them ever. So, people to the right of the people to order to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them that shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient reasons or causes, and accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they're accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the law of the land. That's the founding of this country. You guys want to go Nazi Germany. You guys want to go Red China. You guys want to go Soviet Union. Well, then let you go ahead and do it. Because I'll tell you what, even old Harry Truman had this to say, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of its opposing, of its opposition, can't read this right now, then at once has only one way to go, and that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country to where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. So you guys want to bring on the Third World War. You want to bring it all on. You want to bring on the, what is it that Albert Pike said? We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere are the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate these destroyers of civilization. And the multitude disillusioned with Christianity, Pike says, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, Pike says, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light. The true light. You crave more light there in the Masonic world? The true light? Is that what you crave? The true light of Lucifer brought finally out the public view. It's out there. And this manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. But you see, the World Economic Forum and Klaus and his henchmen. Klaus is a Nazi, all right? Klaus is a Nazi. And his running buddy, his chief, his head chief technology guy, is this professor from Israel named Harari. Now, Harari allegedly might be related to Michael Roy, who is the advisor, one of the advisors to Noriega, Panama, who got himself out through the Cordillera up through the Montana jungles, the mountainous jungles, and got back to Israel, to the Mossad. So why is that guy, allegedly's relative, now talking about getting rid of all people, creating the AI robots, and they're going to run the whole world, and they don't need you anymore, so they're going to destroy you and then surveil you and then keep all of you under tight wraps until they can kill you all off. For the devil power, I say, in my opinion, to get the power for Lucifer, the Lightbringer, to come and to become the Antichrist and to overlay the AC's body. Alexander Solzhenitsyn knew what to tell you about it and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrest, as for an example, in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city, people had not simply sat there in their lairs. Now you say, well, Hawk, what do you mean a quarter? How many people, how many millions of people do you think allegedly Facebook gave up their private messages when you said something that you didn't like the government, or you didn't like Biden, or you thought maybe the election might be stolen? We're not talking about plots and big things or boom, boom, or this or that or the other. We're talking about your freedom of speech given up to the FBI, and they're surveilling you, putting you in the list, getting ready to pluck you, put you in a camp, put you under the knife or the guillotine or whatever. Ah, ladies and gentlemen. So Solzhenitsyn says, when they quartered the entire city like in Leningrad, people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but had understood they had nothing left to lose. Nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, or maybe it's 223s, or maybe it's 45s, or maybe it's 357 magnums, or just old 22 pistols. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin Biden or Beijing Stalin's thirst, let's say, with a bit of poetic license, then the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough, and even more, we had no awareness of the real situation, then we purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. And he was lucky to survive a Siberian labor camp in the 30 and 40 below crap. God bless those old people in Iowa sitting up there. I see you. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. May he provide you with medical miracles and superabundance and all needed and wanted. God bless you all. Let's see here. I'm reading something here. Something big is about ready to be happening. All kind of stuff getting ready to go. I don't know. Nobody really does know. Okay, exactly. I haven't had time to check on this, so I'll try and check on it later. Apparently, there's an announcement about the Hagman Report. No show tonight. Stay tuned to site this weekend for important written reports and video updates, he says. So anyway, I'm not sure, Bob, Maggie. Not sure about it. Ladies and gentlemen, you want to keep Old Hawk in the game, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and most welcome. Got a reserve notes, a little bit of silver, something like that, a check, money order. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And may Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000 fold. And if you need any gold or silver, if you want any of the book, any of the books from Brother Steve Quayle, you go to stevequayle.com, click on their thing, or call them at 406-586-4840. If you need gold or silver, if you want any kind of thing, he can also get you good quality night vision or a radiation detector. You might want one of those. You tell him Old Hawk sent you. But whatever you do, get some of the last books because he's not going to reprint them. Now, if you want to keep on in the last time, maybe, hopefully, we can get more to him. But we've now up to over 5,000 Bibles, probably close to 5,000 Bibles being distributed into the mountain villages of the tribal mountain villages in Indochina, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, Vietnam, Shan States, Myanmar, Burma. If you want to do that, you can send anything you've got, any amount that you want to do, send it to the Indochina Bible Project or the Nunamaker, Nunemaker Bible Project at Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with a Y, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And oh, ladies and gentlemen, they print the Bibles up in the specific dialects and languages of each of the mountain villages, which are each of them are different. This is reaching out tremendously. And they're on fire for the Lord Jesus. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you don't want to go into their Luciferian night without a fight. You want to pick up more food. And on this water bit, if you're going down to the little pond or something, you've got to have like one of those yokes or something to carry, or a little red wagon or something to carry buckets of water, maybe with a lid. Maybe you get a bucket of water, put a lid screw on lid. Or you got them on your back on a yoke where you got one bucket on each side to carry it back home to put it into the Berkey filtration system that actually will purify the water, get rid of the viruses, bacteria, etc. You've got to be able to have all of the things. They're going to re-release. They're going to release some kind of new variant. I would imagine some variant, new variant, because Newsom told all of his people in the medical community out there to get ready for a new nasty variant of that's going to be possibly coming in their fall or early winter. And that the lockdowns are going to be bigger and worse than they were on the last one. On the last one. Well. Well, God bless you. At the old stagecoach stop, they had some friends who went and bought a whole boatload of tuna, caught a boatload of tuna, and then shared some with them. I'll tell you what, if you have the faith and if you have the relationship with Lord Jesus and you repented of your sins, brought him into your heart to be your Savior and trust him, then he's going to provide you with everlasting life with him in heaven. He'll also start to wash you clean. And the more faith you have in him, the more he will sustain you now in your time of need. What a wonderful, best deal in town. Thank you to the old stagecoach stop and all the other good people in California. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, your government's coming for you. They told you if you voted for Trump or a Republican, if you voted Democrat, you still don't like what's going on with Biden. You still don't like the fact that 4 million new people came into the city. You just had another city the size of what, Houston? Come online, and then the Luciferian communists think that they're going to all vote. The people they're letting in are all going to vote. Communist, Democrat, communist, Democrat, communist, Luciferian, Democrat, communist. When I was a kid, I worked for the Democratic Party to register people when we got the 18-year-old vote stuff. My father was Republican, but I went the other direction, you see, until I went to the first county meeting, you know. And what I saw in there was enough to turn me away from politics and for me to understand that there ain't no political solutions to spiritual problems, or there ain't no political solutions to handle the evil, all right? You've got to be able to be ready at the end, as Lord Jesus will tell you, to be able to confront that yourself, you see. And endure it till the end. Don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family, your Bill of Rights, your property. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Bendango Rangers, I know you're ready. Mickey LaPool, baby, stay on the optics. And Roden Beck and Little L. Why don't you do a couple laps in the backyard tonight and some jumping jacks? And then take the night off and make your dad go get you some dairy cream. Keep up with your studies. Ladies and gentlemen, go out and prepare. Don't get caught watching the paint dry. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Good night.